Hello, new episode of Oncoming Storm Radio. We are in the last minutes of Peter Capaldi's reign as the Doctor. The tennis is on at the minute, and apparently the BBC are going to release who the new Doctor is straight after the Wimbledon men's final. So, the BBC News website, dated 16th of July, is that today? Yes, it's today. Well, could the 13th Time Lord be a woman? This again. And what have they got? They've got Jodie Whittaker, who was in Broadchurch, which was written by Chibnall, Chris Chibnall. Phoebe Waller-Bridge, who was also in Broadchurch. Chris Marshall, who was recently most recently to be the BBC drama Death in Paradise, but was also in the execrable My Family, the worst comedy show ever in the history of the world. Well, not the worst ever, it must be amongst the worst ever, it was terrible. Olivia Colman, again, in Broadchurch. I was detecting a pattern here. Ben Whishaw, who was Q in James Bond. He said, I don't think he can be Q and Doctor Who. It would be a bit wrong. I tend to agree with him, seeing as he's probably getting a lot more money being Q in the tiny little minutes that he's in the film, as opposed to being the Doctor. For some reason, this has popped up again. Tilda Swinton. It's just popped up when Chris Eccleston left. And Tennant left. I mean, why? She's been in something. She's played a man in Marvel's Doctor Strange. I mean, I know she's got a weird looking face and she looks like a man. She's got a severe case of man face. But why her? Who makes these lists? I'd love to know. There's also Homeland and Supergirl actor David Harewood, who was Joshua Naismith in the Christmas special. Remember, he was the with the Genesis arc and all that. Another woman, Maxine Peake, who was in The Village and Silk. The presenter of the new Crystal Maze, Richard Ayoade. One that was actually one which I quite like here is Rory Kinnear, who was recently in Penny Dreadful and the Casual Vacancies, and is also in the incredibly amusing Count Arthur Strong. His dad was Roy Kinnear, some of you older people remember, comedy character actor. Sacha Dhawan, who was in An Adventure in Space and Time, playing Waris Hussein. And I've got a feeling he was also in. He had his brain sucked out by the Daleks, I think. And here we have another woman, Hayley Atwell from Agent Carter and Conviction. Anthony Scott, who was Moriarty in Sherlock, which was created by Stephen Moffat and Doctor Who writer Mark Gatiss, it says here. Now, no, it wasn't. Sherlock was created by. What you gonna call him, thingy? Three names. What's his name again? Anyway, you know what I mean. He invented Sherlock. I mean, Stephen Moffat and Mark Gatiss are just Arthur Conan Doyle. That's who it was. They've just stolen a literary personage from the past who was out of contract and fiddled on with it. I didn't like. Sherlock, as you might maybe be able to tell. In fact, I'm surprised Benedict Cumberbatch is not on this list. We've also got who else? James Norton from War and Peace, Happy Valley, and Grantchester. He was in a 2013 episode of the Doctor Who, and his character had a fairly gruesome end. Can't remember. His face doesn't ring a bell. And that's it. Why all these women? I know it's fun to have a little bit of a play around with, but who's taking it seriously? If they do cast a woman in the role, it is seriously, it's a big, massive mistake. And their bid to be politically correct, I think, will just ruin everything. And I'm not being sexist or anything, but I mean, the Doctor is a man, always has been. And should always will be. These people that, I mean, who makes this list up? Who actually picks these people? It doesn't have any name on us. These are X's thoughts to be the new Doctor. It was just someone filling up column inches. It's a load of nonsense. But we'll know for sure. What is it, 3 o'clock now? Tennis has been on for an hour. We'll all find out soon. So I'll put this up. I'll probably have a record and do one when it's finished as well, depending on whether my anger's died down or whether my elation has built up. So I'll, whenever you get this, you might listen to them both at once. 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Tennis started an hour ago. It's men's tennis, so it's really got another hour to go. So we'll see you 4, definitely by 5. Another podcast put up later on tonight. Good, good, good. Speak to you later. Ta-da.